The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Once, when Jesus was praying in solitude, and the disciples were with him, he asked them, "Who do the crowd say that I am?" They said in reply, "John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others, one of the ancient prophets has arisen." Then he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter said in reply, "The Christ of God." He rebuked them and directed them not to tell this to anyone. He said, "The Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised."
The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
It's a very, very important gospel that we just heard proclaimed, where Jesus asks his followers who people think that he is. And what the people say in reply is, "I don't know, one of the prophets, one of the few people who talk about the future coming of God's kingdom." And Jesus says to them, "Well, is that all? How about you? What do you think?" Asking them to see if they realize that something greater than that is going on. And they say to Jesus, "You're not just someone talking about the future coming of God's kingdom. You're the one who's making it happen here and now. You are bringing God's kingdom to life here and now. You are the king, not just the prophet. You are the king of God's kingdom. And you will lead us into God's kingdom. You will lead us into the renewal of the entire world. And we will follow you there." My friends, that's our challenge today. Will we follow Jesus into the renewal of the world? Will we follow Jesus? Will we commit ourselves to his cause? Or we just keep going about things our own way? I have some very pointed questions. I don't know if I should ask them, because I was going to say, I might be a bit jet-lagged, and maybe that's putting me off a little bit, but I'll ask a question. How many of us have talked to Jesus this morning? How many of us have spent time to talk to Jesus this morning, to check in with him, to say, "Hey, Jesus, I love you. I want to follow you. I'm going to go where you send me. I'm going to treat people the way that you want me to treat them. I'm going to show them your love today, Lord. And you are going to give me the strength that I need to do it." Right? How quick, how easy it is for us to check in with Jesus and to find in him the strength that we need to persevere in the life of love that he has called us to. But we have to make the time. And of course, we have that time here and now, where we again, here in this church, this is what we do in this church. We commit ourselves again to Christ Jesus, and we commit to going his way. And as we look at Jesus, when we look at him on the cross, and we see the great love that he has for us, or we encounter him in the Eucharist, and again, see what great love God has for us in giving us his body and blood as our food and drink, we know that we can go all the way with him. We know that we can commit to his way no matter what, no matter what it costs us, because his love is spurring us on. His love is driving us on. And we live not only to receive his love, but to bring it to life for the people around us. And with his help, my friends, we will do that today.